This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Storage Switzerland recently had a very well-attended webinar with Avere Systems entitled Five Keys to a Successful Hybrid Cloud Strategy. Talk about that webinar is Mark Eastman, Senior Director of Business Development from Avere Systems, and Colm Keegan, Senior Analyst for Storage Switzerland. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. You know, Mark, it seems that there is a growing interest by many businesses to start enabling their data center infrastructure to start exploring the use of cloud storage resources. Care to comment on that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you, Charlie. You know, we're seeing a lot of organizations and, you know, as they start to build out their futures and infrastructure, you know, really starting to look at leveraging the public cloud storage resources. And there's a lot of different use cases that they're starting with. And it is definitely a mindset of, you know, we want to kind of crawl before we walk and walk before we run. So they're really looking at, you know, typical use cases where you have a lot of storage, you have a lot of data that is kind of unstructured and just stagnant. And so, you know, key use cases like backup, archiving, and disaster recovery really kind of come to mind. And, you know, the cloud offers a very cost-effective approach for them to be able to kind of put a repository or create a repository of data where they can move it offsite, you know, get it kind of out of the IT infrastructure, if you will, and just allow it to really kind of seamlessly integrate with the on-premise storage capability, but really have it kind of, you know, to a certain degree, out of sight, out of mind. And it's very important as they start to look at expanding their overall business and storage infrastructure, you know, the cloud and specifically the public cloud starts to really come into play.
Colm, it seems that every month or so, there's a story about how some of the big cloud providers are engaging in a storage price war. It would seem to me that this is something that could be very beneficial to businesses, of course, you know, lower prices, nice thing, bottom line. Question is, though, how do you get started using public cloud storage?
There's a number of different approaches out there. You know, one of the concerns that businesses have is, do I have to all of a sudden start rewriting my applications to integrate with cloud storage APIs? And that obviously could be a major expense. It could slow things down. But you know, one of the interesting technologies out there is what Avere is doing. It's called a cloud NAS. And effectively, it's an appliance that sits between your applications in your data center and then seamlessly attaches to cloud storage resources, and it has all the APIs embedded in there. So it just makes things a lot simpler for businesses to start consuming cloud storage resources without having to have these heavy-handed projects that's going to, you know, touch every application in their environment. The other thing I'll point out, since you mentioned the what I've been calling, or not just me, but a lot of people have been calling this race to the bottom between, you know, the Googles and the Microsofts and the Amazons of the world, is that it definitely presents an opportunity for businesses to lower their costs, especially in light of the fact that, you know, many of the pundits out there talk about that most businesses only use somewhere between 5-10% of their data at any point in time. So that means that everything else can be living somewhere else. So the question is how do you tier your environment so that, you know, your storage is residing on the right resource at the right time? And what we're seeing is Avere's approach is enabling businesses to do that.
Mark, let's talk a little bit about that. What does Avere's Cloud NAS bring to the table?
To understand really Cloud NAS, you have to understand Avere's kind of core edge architecture. And Avere's been around for a while. Cloud NAS is actually a fairly new endeavor for us over the last year, and I'll get back to that. But if we talk a little bit about our core edge architecture, we founded ourselves really on kind of going into existing NAS environments and trying to put performance out at the application, out at the user level, and allowing customers to really consolidate existing NAS infrastructures kind of behind us. And we go out there, we create a global namespace. We create an environment where we have very minimal latency to those users, to those applications, and provide that performance out at the edge while providing a lot of consolidation at the core. And for us, that was able to extend that into multiple different NAS platforms, whether you're a NetApp customer, an Isilon customer, Panasonic, Hitachi, you know, you can go down the list. Now for us, over the last year, it was just a natural extension for us to now allow the ability to communicate via HTTP over to the cloud environment, whether that be a private cloud, an object storage provider like a CleverSafe or an AmpliData or a public provider like an Amazon, we now have the ability to incorporate that storage, if you will, or that capacity underneath our global namespace and add it to the core storage. And we now give the capability, again, under that global namespace, we have the ability to migrate and in theory, kind of tier that data, whether it be tiering within the AVIR infrastructure. We have RAM, we have SSD, all the way down to spinning disk. But probably just as importantly, tier that down to different levels. You may have NAS environment on site where you may have your warm data, if you will. But we now allow the ability to migrate that data off into more cost-effective and more scalable cloud-based storage or object-based storage, whether that be private or public. And we have, over the last 6 months, been building out really key partnerships. And again, I highlight CleverSafe, AmpliData, and on the public side, Amazon. But as we build that out further, you know, we start to see the players of Google, Microsoft, them all come into play. EMC is obviously a big player in this cloud space. And so for us, it's really a multi-tier approach in being able to allow these customers to put the data where they need it and start to stage data in truly a, you know, hot, warm, cold type environment. And again, as I alluded to earlier, you know, customers are really starting to adopt the cloud, you know, for that cold data. Data that's not accessed fairly regularly and often maybe had to be held for some sort of regulatory type purpose.
So it sounds like a cloud NAS can actually extend the shelf life of a company's existing NAS storage assets while also allowing them to centrally manage lower cost storage resources on premises and in the cloud. Colin, what other benefits of AVIR's offering is discussed in the webinar?
Well, you know, we talk about a couple of concerns that, you know, we hear a lot of customers talking about, and that's how do you protect your data once it's in the cloud? And then, of course, there's always this specter of cloud vendor lock-in or having your data stuck in a cloud roach motel. You know, AVIR's Cloud NAS really kind of has both of these concerns pretty well covered. First, all the data at rest, meaning whether it's in your data center or it's in the cloud, is protected with AES 256-bit encryption. So it's pretty well locked down from any hackers getting at it or any unauthorized users gaining access to that information. And then the Cloud NAS itself actually manages the keys. So administrators don't have to worry about maintaining the keys or losing them. And then the other thing is that you have full control over your data. So let's say, for instance, your information is being stored at Amazon's S3 or even their Glacier deep archiving storage infrastructure. You know, if at any point in time you decide you want to break that relationship, all you got to do is a few clicks of the mouse and start migrating the data back into your on-premises location. And then you can decide either I'm going to manage it all in-house myself or I'm going to push it on off to Google or somebody else. So those are two things that we kind of go through in more detail during the webinar.
Thanks, Colin. Mark, is there anything else you'd like to comment on?
But just to encourage folks to go to www.AVIRsystems.com. You know, we have a tremendous amount of information out there on our whole cloud NAS concept, core edge architecture, as well as the flash cloud software product. We got some great stuff out there and obviously a tremendous amount of information for them.
I'd like to thank both Mark and Colin for joining me today. Be sure to view this very informative webinar. Just click right below this player. If you're on StorageSwiss.com, if you're on iTunes, come on over to StorageSwiss.com, look up the webinar, and you can watch it just straight from our website. The title of it, Five Keys to a Successful Hybrid Cloud Strategy. And by registering with our BrightTalk channel, you can gain access to more than 100 on-demand Storage Switzerland webcasts. I'd like to thank everyone for being with us today. I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.